Begin the current daf Masechet Kitin daf Chaf Aleph. The beginning of the day is going to taste the master. Begin the words, which actually this belongs in the Mishnah. Pitesim and Aleph. Words of the Mishnah that Al Olah Shel Zayis. You could even write on a olive leaf, which Tosfos explains. He says, "Well, this is Davka Olah Shel Zayis, specifically the leaf of an olive tree. Okay, but something similar to Meskayim that lasts. Ketam Tosefta, like we learned in the Brayson Tosefta, Al Olah Shel Zayis, olive leaf, a charev or carob, las or gourd." Anything that's something that lasts, kosher is valid. Well, all the shakishin, but leaf of leek, betzalim of onions, v'radim of roses, v'ala yirakis, leaves of vegetables, v'chol davar shen shakayama that doesn't last. Well, then possible that's going to be invalid. That's basically at least that lasts. Next, that's about to begin the gemara. Well, yatzis zeshem b'chus ha'ksibu k'titza b'chul. So yeah, the reason why you can't cut off the horn of the cow is because it has to be straight for custom them and us. Anything that's going to have something in between, a ketzitza that they're cutting off, would invalidate. Which Pirshei Ben Shmuel explains, he says, well, this is dafka b'balei chai. This specifically, as the case of our Gemara, by a living creature, b'mechubar l'karka, or something that's attached to the ground, shakadav megiduloi. We're going to be ripping out something from where it's growing, chashav mechusa ketzitza. That's going to be considered as lacking, quote unquote, cutting. And Batita says you should know this because the Besamach shortly, if we go Abaya Burdabi, then Gormaz Machlegs Abaya Burdabi, because all the Shalotzad Mach, if you write on the leaf of a flower pot that has a hole in the bottom, the Rabbi goes, the Rabbi makes a good decree, Shema Yikdom, that, oh, you might come to cut it all. Avakshain Naka, but sounds like, but if it didn't have a hole, Mashal sounds like a fully Yikdom Kashi, even if we cut it over, be Kashi, because, yeah, we don't care if you do active cutting, it has to be significant active cutting, which is detaching it from its life source. And that would invalidate it. Chain Pesha Rabbi Shmaya, the Purushai, the Mkasav get. The klaf gadol. Now, if you cut a get from a larger piece of parchment, and you cut it down to size, it's a kosher business, so it would be kosher because you're not doing any significant act. He actually invalidated, and the great ones of the generation disappeared and says, no, it's not considered a problem of ketzitza. But the Baal Halacha is actually invalidated. In such a case, also was stringent. Because when they come, the Gemara tells us shortly, kosher. If you heard on the earthenware of a flower pot with a hole, it's going to be kosher. Why? Because the chocolate of your oven, because it's just going to take the whole thing, so the Gemara give it to him. And it sounds like that, but if you broke it, it would be possible. And the rubber doesn't disagree, Mishim, the like of Mixer, Shem Yeshua, but since we're not to be concerned, he's going to break the Otzes, the Indirect Shabbat, it's not the norm to break it. Like the horn of a cow, the leg is in, Jimmy cuts. I'm not concerned, we're not making a gezerah that you might come to cut it. They indefinitely cut it, it's not the norm to break it off. But Dafka Ba'ala gezerah, specifically by a leaf, we make a gezerah that you might come to break it off. And the love Dafka Nukat Ola Shalatz not give you right. It's not specifically like a leaf of a Utsis that has a hole, because we're disagreeing with this. But then Kishan Malkam, same thing is if it doesn't have a hole, it's anything. They disagree with Bein Tam and they hold that no, anything would be considered a mechusa ketzitza. And Mishum Avusa that Abaye Nakti, the reason why we pick Nakav, it just says to add on to the Chiddush of Abaye, the Philip Nakav Makshir, that even when it has a hole, he's validating, he's not concerned that you're gonna, it's not considered as a concern that it's gonna be possible. Voida Marie, he also says, and some Gesuras add on the words, Hoda Nakav, that this that we picked specifically the case of Nakav is a mistabak, because logical. They need to kindness a get, but a woman does not acquire the get at shekasev al olah shel atzit nakev when it's written on a flower pot as a whole. The meshichas atzit. It's not enough just to draw, pull the pot or back basa to lift it up. Kozman shle paske nikas haolah. As long as you didn't detach the nourishment of the leaf, because I mean, B'samach, like the Gemara tells us shortly, Mokh Baal Zrom Baal Atzis, when the owner of the seed sells it to the owner of the pot, like Kana Chiyaks and Bezrom, he's not going to acquire it until he does Chazaka on the seeds. You have to do actual Chazaka on it. Of Meshich Satz, like Kana, but just pulling it, you're not going to be kind because that Kata Chashim Machabar Mashal Meshich is like it's connected when you're actually pulling it, so you didn't really do anything. And V'hadimak Shabayim, this that Abayi says it's valid, Mashal Meshakale, because he takes it V'yavala and he gives it to Haina. What does that mean to say? Where he's giving it, she's placing the place where it's going to detach the nourishment of the atzis, because that's the only way it's actually considered that like you gave her, or else it's still considered by him. The hashtag reverse tveis, that's it, that's actually a bigger chiddush. The mafsha baya batz naka baya validates even by a pot that has a hole, meaning the loger is really not geyser, the yavla b'psikas inika of when, you know, when he's giving it to her with when it is detaching the nourishment, that if he's not going to detach the nourishment, which because or else that actually would be possible. So that's the agav chiddush of the case of Nakam. Kamashul and Nami, it's also coming to us that after shatach liten la b'psikas einika, that even though he has to give it to her with detaching the nourishment, it's not considered as like lacking, so to speak, disconnecting because you're disconnecting the nourishment. No, that would not be. So therefore, that's why I picked the case of Nakam. Now, Berim Maisi Raya LePishra Ben Tam, the Re brought a Raya to the Pshad of Rabbein Tam, the Choshev, B'per Kis Adam, it counts in Chulun of Petes Menaf, offer Iran Idachas, that the earth of the city of Iran Idachas is Mechus Etzlisha Kevitza V'Sreifa, so therefore it's not included in what you have to burn, because that's be something only that you gather and you burn. Something you have to detach and gather and burn, that's not, that you don't have to burn. And that's the earth. V'Yesh Nech Shemachuber, get Beklav Gadol, now definitely it's considered more attached, a get from a larger piece of parchment, Mechibur of Iran Idachas, than the earth of Iran Idachas. So you see that that's already considered like part of the ground. And V'hod L'chashav L'kayich Anu Utsa Be'eretz Mechutzat L'isha. So why did you consider a beam that's stuck into the ground that it's lacking detaching? So that's because, says Taisim, that's not considered really attached so much. But that's what I'm saying, that you see, like, that these things are considered attached, that would be considered Mechusa Ketzitza, as you see, even the offer is considered Mechusa Ketzitza. Now, Ben Tam, but even according to Ben Tam, Dafka Nechta from a cloth, godless, only if it was cut off from a large piece of parchment, Chashim Mechusa Ketzitza is considered, like, last lacking detachment. But if you cut off from the get just a little bit, a place like you do just to make it nice and cut off the edges, that's not considered lacking detachment. I mean, like the Gemara said on the Yizayim Beis, Gazel is man. I say, oh, she'll just cut off the date. I'll give it to her, etc. And Ben Chit Lashit, Ben Tevle Tevema, what's Allah between the lines, between the words, Gabai Vahanyor Shali, when he says, and the paper will be me. Again, mashman, it sounds like the devil mu'ud, these little cuttings, l'chashem chutz k'tzitz, I could say lacking k'tzitz, because then it wouldn't be again in the first place, let alone about this, if what he's giving her is giving something of substance. Obviously, that little cutting is not a problem. Next, just must have begin with the words, the Gemara Tamalema, it says, the positive cost of law that he writes for her, which is mikal mokon, that meaning whatever you write on is going to be okay. Then says to me and say, wait a second. Why don't you say, you're saying there's v'chasav law and there's sefer. So you're saying sefer, you would have thought only sefer. V'chasav law is including anything you can write on, but it has to be similar. But why don't you say like this? V'chasav is a klal. It's writing like general, whatever you want to write on. Sefer is prat, something specific. That we know, v'yem klal, mashav prat. This has to be exactly only what the specific is. Only sefer, nothing else. But Shem says, what you can say is no. V'nos and v'chasav klal. Because it also says the word v'nosan. Which that's like another klal, or just whatever you give. So that's whatever similar to the prat, not just the prat. Now, avagav le maisiel klal kama, although the Gemara only brings the first klal, that's not a difficulty because sochadam ashkechem perakam kedusha. We find the same thing in kedusha of chaval and beis. Marteya, when you want to bore a hole in the eved's ear, when he wants to stay on past his 6 years, only el marteya. I would only know marteya. All. Now the rabbis has silver. I don't know to include all these other tools also. The one of the kach that says you should take, which is called the manikah of mayad, anything that's taken by the hand. But the mice of the brayser called basra, and the gemara doesn't bring, the brayser doesn't bring the last klal. Now the sugi the hasa mucha, but from that sugi it's obvious the klal pata klal kodachish, that it's expounding it in the klal pata klal. And the satba azna, because it says you put it in his ear, chazav klal, it's a klal at the end. So although it wasn't mentioned, a lot of times they just don't mention it, but it's a klal pat and the klal. Next, this matter begins the Gemara Masi, but just like I said, with Dabash and Beruah Chaim, so to everyone, it has to be not a living spirit. Now, Loibay Lameima, I didn't want to say more than just Ruach Chaim. Why don't you say Masi, but Dabash mi Bali Chaim? Has to be from an animal, not just, let's say, a plant. Lafuki all of a tablet of pinkas that would exclude a leaf and the tablet and the pinkas. Avagav the Pagam of the Illusion, although in the first Recondition, the Pizam and Avagabah Naka, when you have to give the slave, load him up when he's leaving. I mean, we say, Dikis of Tzoyin, had only said Tzoyin, I mean, I would thought, say, Dabka Balchai, specifically a living creature in that, yeah, well, Gadula calculate, but let's say plants that grow from the ground, they're not. So why don't you say something over here? Why are we saying Ruachayim, including plants too? So it says Shimali Choshev Kol Kach Tzad Choshev Dover Haba Mibal Chayim Kamei Tzad Shal Bal Chayim Atzmai. Here what we're coming to say is something that comes from a safer would be you would limiting it's something that comes from Balchai because the parchment comes from an animal. So that would have to be something that comes from a Balchai. That wouldn't be such a double chashuv to say that that's what we're singling out. Contrast over there, we're mentioning the Balchai himself. Yeah, that would maybe make sense that we're talking about the animal himself and not all plants. So maybe that's why there's a difference. But moreover, is the kol kafi mashadim al chacham. The truth is that whatever the chacham see that it's fit, although it's similar words, you could say, oh, maybe it's specifically tying different animals, not living, not plants, including plants too. It depends on the context. And according to what the Chacham see fit, the Perek B'chol Ma'arvin, because we find the Erevin of Hosein Abayz, Noka Prima Priva Gidula Karka, see they learn a whole different thing from the same words, that something that's derivative from derivative, and it grows from the ground, which is what animals are. But Sukkah the B'chol Ma'arvin, we find something else, Machagiga, just like the Karma Chagiga, is Dabashin Makabot Tumma, Gidula Ma'aretz, and Afsukkah Sotu also, meaning, and these are the same things, same animal. But every time they dash in a different way, so it depends on the context, and there's no difficulty why here they dash in a different way. Next says at the beginning of the Gemara to tell us that they learn that Bixiv Miskeresh, just that she's divorced with writing, which Ksev V'Chasav L'Ksev. So the Torah just explains that it says two times the word V'Chasav La. Echad Hashini, one of them we dash in V'Chasav La to tell you that Lashma. From the other V'Chasav we learn Bixiv Miskeresh, that as we're saying over here that she gets divorced only with writing. And Milas Law, and that law teaches the law Ulchaberta, but you cannot do it for her and her friend on the same get. Next, it says not to begin the Gemara in Miskeresh B'Kesef, she cannot be divorced with money. So it says Hach Drasha L'Rav, this Drasha that the Gemara is bringing, that this is what it's teaching us, specifically according to Rav, because of Labai, and not the in Miskeresh B'Kesef, he actually learns that Misfar from logic. Because the younger people are going to say, Kesef Machnas V'Hul, what, it brings in and it divorces? How could a Sanega become a Kategir? So he learns from a different source. But in Mekamakam Itzach L'Dei Nami, truth is, he also needs V'Chasav to teach you something, as the Gemara is trying to find what it's taught for. L'Mu'utei Chalitza to say that, yeah, she's only divorced with writing. I don't need to exclude money because I know from that svara, but it's to exclude that she cannot be divorced with chalitza. But also, over there, the Gemara's Mamayit Chalitza actually learns out from it's excluded Misayifer card so that she's divorced only with a sefer and not with taking off the shoe. Well, Hain the Drosh Rebisa Glili, that's the Drosh Rebisa Glili. The Nakud Law, and the reason why we're picking is Lafishe Pshuta because it's the more simple one. But that's known in many places, they just picked the simple one, although it might be learned out from a different source. Next says meaning then they just picked the one that we say with it. Next says not with Gemara Shalai Techel based Abik Loilam. If he tells it, you're never allowed to go to your father's house ever. Ends increases. That's not severance because she's always tied to him with this tonight. So says Tim, it's a wonder because Hoya Mesavia. If her father dies, Hoya Machor or if he sells the house, like Chashos Beisavia, it's not considered her father's house anymore. So it's not forever. Because I'm not sure. Like they want to teach in the Dharm of Mevam Meralf. Kaim lo Beis Chashay Ini Nichnas. If he says I'm taking that, I'm not going to your house ever. Or Sav Chashay Ini Lagech. I'm not going to buy your house, your field. Mace, if he dies, the Machor Achor he sells someone else. Mutas permitted. So you see that it doesn't have to be forever. Shem Tesi, what you could say is no. The Chol Yitzchak Halatz of Kriim Beis Avim. All the descendants of him are called, quote unquote, his father's household. And they have a village of mace even after he dies. It says, hey, stay a widow in your father's household. Our father had already died. Can look at like it's obvious from the Pesukim over there. And as the Gemara explains in, as Tais explains this in Avrin, Daf Tezvav. So therefore, yeah, that can be forever, based on it. It doesn't mean literally the father's house, it means the household. Next says, Mata begins the Melvin. He's like, Lulim, Kurs, Kreesis, Behulu, he learns out from the, they could have said Kurs, it said Kreesis. That's what he knows from. Which question of any time is difficult of any time because the Perek Megaz the Gemara on the Pegimel base comment the Gemara tells our Rabban and Rabbi Lizman Zaya that the cars creases loy darsh they don't darshen this cars creases and basically who bechal Rabban knows him he's one of the Rabban over there that agrees disagreeable other than Zaya so how could he say over here cars creases? Hashem says what you can say is no the loy darsh cars creases like he darsh the hasam it's only that drush of Rabbi Lizman Zaya that they don't darshen lebeil nemed the loy darsh it's not that they don't darshen cars creases they do as we say over here. He just doesn't dash in his drasha, and that's what the Gemara means over there, cars creases like dash.